Danny and T, East Coast Radio.
So yesterday, the box game was an absolute success. It was epic just to see the stadium jam-packed. And even better than that was to watch Jules from Good Luck absolutely rock the national anthem. So I thought, you know what, let's get Jules on the line. Jules, how's it?
Hey, Danny. Morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you feeling after yesterday?
Wow, man, I tell you, it was crazy. I'm feeling just so proud and happy and just so grateful that I got to have that experience with the country. It was like just a pinnacle for me, you know, a really big high point in my career.
So I looked at your Instagram when you posted it yesterday, and there were two things. You ticked off a box, and also you were on the brink of tears when the whole stadium joined in to sing the anthem. Talk to me about that.
I think it was the single most scary thing for me was walking out into that field and looking up at 40,000 people and being like, I had to sing one of the most emotionally charged, powerful pieces of music to have ever been written in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And when everyone just joined in as one voice, I was like, pull it together, Jules, because seriously, everyone was so loud and overwhelming. I think not one person didn't sing. The crowd felt, and it was just amazing.
Well,
yeah.
Just watching it, and maybe I'm just going through an emotional patch in my life, because I was I was close to tears when I was watching Roger Federer in the tennis, and then I was close to tears just watching you. It was just such an epic moment. So once you finished the anthem, and it's kind of a surreal moment for you, I'm sure, who was the first person you spoke to after the game just to, you know, speak about what just transpired?
It's actually funny, backstage, the organizer of Splashy Fame was there.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a referee. He's jack of all trades. He was very amazing and encouraging, and gave him a big hug. And I was just like, wow, you know, I think he understands, because he obviously refs quite a few games. And But I think the thing was, for me, the special thing was just the fact that it was at the Shark Tank. And it was sold out. And, you know, the people of KZN, you guys have been through a lot in the last 2 years. We all have, but you guys have been through a lot. And I think just this collective, like, solidarity as a nation of, you know, we're here, we love this country, and we're here to work together to build it. That was just an overwhelming feeling, and I had to share that with somebody. So I shared it with you, and then of course Ben was there. He was filming. He was the one who filmed the video as well. You can hear him kind of sing a little bit out of tune in the background. just so incredible. I had to just come down for a few minutes, you know.
Well, on behalf of East Coast Radio and everyone in the country, we salute you. You did an amazing job, and thanks so much for being on
Thank
the show today.
You. Thank you so, so much for having me, and thank you so much to the people of KZN. You guys, it was your anthem. I just helped lead you in it. It was beautiful.
Love it. That was Jules from Good Luck. This is East Coast Radio.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.